The new Star Trek movie opens tomorrow, and it includes the usual suspects, Vulcans, Romulans, and of course humans. But one race gets short shrift, Klingons. The new movie is set before the strident, bumpy-headed warriors were introduced to the Star Trek saga. But Klingons have not been forgotten, far from it. In fact, they're the subject of an ongoing research project into a long-neglected art form, Klingon opera. Lara Pellegrinelli reports.
Every culture has its epic tales of mighty warriors. Odysseus blinds the Cyclops. Beowulf rips out the arm of Grendel. Kalis dices 500 warriors with a sword forged from his own hair and some help from the Lady Lucara. To celebrate their victory, they make love in the ankle-deep blood.
For the first time, the gods knew fear. The Klingon heart destroyed the gods who created them and turned the heavens to ashes.
The story of Kalis the Unforgettable is a cornerstone of Klingon mythology, as told in the opera Ooh. That would be spelled with the letter U in the English alphabet. Members of the Klingon-Tehran Research Ensemble, based in The Hague, have been workshopping Ooh for the last year with an ambitious goal to mount the first authentic performances of Klingon opera here on Earth.
The first time I read that proposal, I thought, like, my God, they're freaks.
Jorn Weisbrot is the creative director for the Bird Hoffman Watermill Foundation.
But they're being very, very serious. And it's the result, basically, that counts. And I found the result quite fascinating and interesting and strange and weird.
The foundation selected the Klingon-Tehran Research Ensemble for a residence last fall at the Watermill Center in Long Island, creative home of avant-garde playwright and director Robert Wilson. In fact, if you didn't know better, you'd probably think these actors are just working out another experimental theater piece. There are no spacesuits, no bumpy heads, no communicator badges. Working in the pristine white gallery, the performers engage in vocal combat across a hexagonal ring in standard black concert wear. Ooh has required a great deal of research. Beyond the handful of episodes from The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine that reference Klingon opera, none of the actual music survives. Flora Schoenfeld, the very real artistic director of the Klingon-Tehran Research Ensemble, says all he has to go on is the opera's written text in an ancient treatise called the Pakja Hu.
That means the Book of the Perfect Scream. This is basically the theory manuscript of Klingon music.
Scream theory sounds like territory for psychotherapy, but Schoenfeld doesn't seem to be expressing repressed childhood traumas, nor is he merely a science fiction geek with too much time on his hands. He sees himself contributing to the development of a culture, like Mark Okrand.
I created a bunch of words and rules of grammar to put the words together and so forth.
The linguist began inventing the Klingon language over 25 years ago as a consultant for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. His audiobook, Conversational Klingon, is designed expressly for tourists visiting the Empire.
Okay, here's our first word. This is something you might hear someone say in moments of extreme anger. Khutvat. The word begins with the common Klingon sound, kh. To make this sound, put the back of your tongue as far back into your mouth as you can. Then force the air up harshly as if you're trying to dislodge a piece of food.
Thanks to Okrand's work, thousands of people on Earth are conversant in Klingon, and reportedly some 100 speak it fluently.
What's interesting about Klingon is people have taken that and have created new things with it. People are translating the works of Shakespeare and other things into Klingon, translating all kinds of songs.
If the idea of a Klingon George Thorogood strikes you as, well, ludicrous, the Klingon-Tehran Research Ensemble is really a serious outfit. Flora Schoenfeld has been exploring these strange new worlds like a cultural anthropologist. By trying to recreate Klingon opera, he says he's dealing with the same kinds of problems faced by anyone studying ancient Greek music or trying to stage so-called authentic works.
We're on the border a lot of the time of making things up, simply because we don't know. We don't have the access, and we can't go to Kronos and and hang out with the Imperial Opera. That's just not an option right now. And we're hoping, of course, for some grants to allow that.
To go boldly where no man has gone before? For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli on The Final Frontier.
You can check out video clips of the Klingon-Turan Research Ensemble performing at nprmusic.org.